Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Today is Friday, November the 8th, 2013, and I thought I'd give you something to think about this weekend. And I'm not being judgmental, just something you and I both can think about as far as being a Christian. And the title of this podcast is, What Kind of Christian Are You? Now, by that I mean, what do people see when they see you? What kind of an example are you? What kind of an example am I? I think there are two extremes. On the one hand, you have what I call secret agent Christians. These are Christians who are only Christians on Sunday at church. They sing, they praise, they worship, and then that's it. The rest of the time, you would never even know they are Christians. On the other hand, there are those who, it seems in every sentence they speak, they quote Scripture everywhere they go. Some even feel the need to quote the chapter and verse along with it. Sometimes these folks get labeled as Bible thumpers or religious nuts or right-wing Bible fanatics. Now, I'm a big fan of the Bible, been a fan for almost 40 years. I know the Scriptures are the Word of God, and the Word of God is truth, whether anyone believes it or not, but I'm not going to shove it down people's throats. I also know that the Bible says that it's the goodness of God that leads someone to repent, which means to change. Quoting a verse to someone to show them that they're in sin doesn't really inspire them to change, but the goodness of God does. Now, some might argue that Jesus himself quoted the Scriptures on many occasions. Yes, he did. But have you ever looked at who he quoted the Scriptures to and who he did not? Most of the places I read where he quoted the Scriptures, he was speaking to religious leaders who should have known the Scriptures, but were either changing them or ignoring them or putting their own traditions ahead of what the Word of God said. Often before Jesus reminded those people of what God's Word said, he prefaced it by saying things like, "Have you never read? In the law it is written," or just saying, "It is written." But to the regular folks, he simply spoke great truths and showed them God's love and forgiveness, the goodness of God. For example, the woman caught in the act of adultery, which in those days was a capital offense, punishable by stoning. After Jesus cleared the air by saying whoever was without sin should cast the first stone at her, and all her accusers left, then he addressed the woman. Did he quote the Scriptures about adultery to her? Did he tell her how awful her sins were? No. He simply told her that he was not going to condemn her and that she should go and sin no more. Is that not a display of God's goodness? Or how about the woman who had many sins, who came to Jesus for forgiveness and washed his feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, kissed them, and then anointed them? Did he tell her all the Scriptures that pertain to her sins? No. He forgave her sins and told her to go in peace. How about the parable that many people refer to as the prodigal son? When the wayward boy returned home, did his father reprove him for all his sins and quote numerous Scriptures? Not at all. His father welcomed him with open arms and fully forgave him. It was the older brother that was upset about all the sins his younger brother committed, and so in the parable, the father had to instruct the older boy about forgiveness. I think the parable ought to be referred to as the forgiving father. It is a great display of the goodness of God. You know, I think there's a time and a place to quote Scriptures. The Bible talks about a word fitly spoken and about being swift to hear and slow to speak. But there are Christians who feel that unless they are speaking exactly what the Scriptures say, they're not doing God's will. Well, we can read numerous places where Jesus didn't quote the Scriptures, and we know that he indeed always did the Father's will. If we remember that it's the goodness of God that leads one to change, and that the Bible instructs us to be living epistles, known and read of everyone, we just might be a better witness to those we come in contact with. Are we ourselves living the Word of God that we know? People will read us long before they ever read the book. So, what do they see? What do they hear? at the workplace? Do we speak things that build up and encourage others, or do we just join in the common chatter of tearing someone down or making fun of them? Are we honest? Is it easy to see we have integrity? Do we look for positive things to talk about, or do we join in the banter of everything negative? In other words, are we living the Word of God that we know and believe? Whether we do or not, we're still living epistles, known and read of everyone. Now, of course, when I'm with someone who knows the Scriptures, I can lovingly remind him of what the Bible says. But with love. And love is saying the right thing at the right time in the right way. But on the job or with those who don't know God's Word, you can say things like, well, you know what, this is the honest thing to do here. Or when someone is talking trash about someone else, we can be the one to speak up and say something good about that person. You see, that's living the Word. And so many times that can open a door to be able to speak great truths. We really do have something great to offer people. The good news concerning Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in Him will have eternal life. Can you think of anything greater than eternal life? Nothing comes close. And once we become born-again Christians, until Christ returns, we can, and we should, to the best of our ability, grow in our understanding of all that God has made available to us, His children. And then, to the best of our ability, live it, demonstrate it, let our light so shine that others can see it. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have any comments, go ahead and type them in down below. Love to hear what's on your mind. And if you'd like to subscribe to this blog, it's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.